This is Vermont Edition. I'm Jane Lindholm. A few weeks ago, the Roman Catholic Diocese of Burlington announced that a decline in the number of parishioners has forced it to merge its two downtown Burlington churches. However, the Vietnamese Catholic community has grown over two generations, with the first Vietnamese having arrived in Chittenden County in the late 70s as refugees. Amidst changing Catholic Church demographics, Vietnamese worshipers remain committed to their own local parishes, and the diocese says it will continue the special Mass held in Vietnamese each month. VPR recently attended a service in Burlington.
My name is Loc Nguyen. I'm a member of the Vietnamese Catholic community in Vermont, which is mostly in Chittenden County. And we belong to many different parishes in the area. Once a month now, we invite a priest from Canada to come and celebrate Mass with us. And the Mass is in Vietnamese, but it's the same Mass, same reading as the English Mass. The first people who settled in Vermont was in 1979, right? So long, long time ago. So gradually the community has gotten larger and larger. And we had many people in the community who don't know English. So they get lost in Mass, and they couldn't go to confession, right? So for many years, you know, they go to church every week, but they get lost. So around 1997, there was a priest, Father Francis Holland. He passed away a few years ago. But he was the pastor of Holy Families in Essex Junction. And at that parish, we had several Vietnamese families. So he suggested that we form a community so that we can, again, you know, get together once in a while so that we can celebrate Mass in our own language and culture. And then he helped us find a priest, a Vietnamese priest. Appreciate the English Mass, and we are welcome, we accept it, you know, from the day that we set foot in this country. So we are very grateful for that. You know, we're all American now, most of us. So I wouldn't go to, like, Vietnamese Mass every week, right, because there are a lot of good message, good lesson from the English Mass, from the American priests and so on. The Vietnamese Mass is really for us to keep some of our culture and language, because there are many beautiful songs, Christian songs, that Vietnamese writer produced over the years. And we don't want to lose that, right? And we have beautiful prayers in Vietnamese, and we don't want to lose that.
My name is Father Lance Harlow. I'm the rector of the Cathedral of the Immaculate Conception in downtown Burlington and also St. Joseph Co-Cathedral in downtown. And so we serve the Catholic population in the downtown Burlington area. So historically, when the church was built, there were thousands of parishioners that came to it. Over the course of the last century, most recently in the last few decades, that population has moved out of downtown. So whereas we had thousands of people coming before, now we just have... On Sunday, we've had about 50 people coming here.
You
you know, we speak about refugees and what they contribute to the community. What's striking, I'm finding, with the Vietnamese and the Africans is that their sense of faith is very strong, and they make great sacrifices to go to church. So the Vietnamese will dress very beautifully. The French-speaking Africans will come, they'll dress very ornately, very beautifully. They sing beautifully. They clap during Mass. They're very expressive and very joyful. So their contribution to our American culture is one of joy, one of beauty, one of dignity, something which has passed for us over the course of the years. We become cynical. They bring a new dynamism to Catholic worship and Catholic faith here for us.
The sermon was about appreciation. And so what his main theme today is, number one, is to appreciate what we have, and then to acknowledge your mistakes, to say sorry, right? And the main part is to give thanks, right? So first is to give thanks to God, right? Because he's the one that created us. And then give thanks to the country, right? To the United States for accepted here. And he stressed the fact that we are not Vietnamese. We are Vietnamese-American. Right? So we are American with Vietnamese heritage. So we have to be thankful of this country. And sometimes, you know, we can lose that, right? And then thank the family, thanks your spouse and your parents and so on. So we kind of go down the hierarchy. Just remind us that, you know, that there are a lot of people who make us successful and make us happy. So it's very nice. Yeah.
Sounds from the monthly Vietnamese Catholic Mass held in Burlington. VPR's Howard Weiss-Tisman produced our story.